はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here. Lower Intermediate Lesson Number 14 Postcards Part 4.
Oh, Part 4.
Part 4. 夏子さん、今日の調子はどうですか？
絶好調ですよ。
Ah, that is so great to hear, because we are back with maybe the final part of the story.
Oh, yes. Oh, what will happen to these very polite men and women?
Yes. Well, we are about to find out. So again, after we cover this, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Really polite Japanese in here. Something to take your Japanese to the next level. Really add something to your arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that said, here is part four of Postcards.
Sasaki-san, 木々の緑が日ごとに色めく季節になってきました。お手紙、ありがとうございます。とても嬉しかったです。なぜなら、佐々木さんの私に対する気持ちを確認できました。実は、出張はありませんでした。もちろん婚約者もいません。こんなことをした理由は、佐々木さんの複雑な心を確かめるためです。その答えが出ました。私は3月23日に日本に戻ります。40年前、初めて会った場所で待っています。石原。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。佐々木さん、木々の緑が日ごとに色めく季節になってきました。お手紙、ありがとうございます。とても嬉しかったです。なぜなら、佐々木さんの私に対する気持ちを確認することができました。実は、出張はありませんでした。もちろん、婚約者もいません。こんなことをした理由は、佐々木さんの複雑な心を確かめるためです。その答えが出ました。私は3月23日に、日本に戻ります。40年前、初めて会った場所で待っています。石原。
次は英語が入ります。
佐々木さん、木々の緑が日ごとに色めく季節になってきました。
Ms. Sasaki, the season has turned.And day by day, the lush greenery of the trees makes its long-awaited return.
お手紙、ありがとうございます。とても嬉しかったです。
Thank you for the letter. I was quite gladdened.
なぜなら、佐々木さんの私に対する気持ちを確認できました。
That is because I could confirm your feelings for me.
実は、出張はありませんでした。もちろん婚約者もいません。
To tell the truth, there was no business trip.Of course, there is no fiancé either.
こんなことをした理由は、佐々木さんの複雑な心を確かめるためです。
The purpose of my actions was to be sure of your true feelings.
その答えが出ました。
And I found my answer.
私は3月23日に日本に戻ります。
I will return to Japan on March 23rd.
40年前、初めて会った場所で待っています。
I will wait for you at the place where we first met 40 years ago.
石原。
夏子さん、
はい、
今日の会話どう思いましたか？
いや、まさかこんな展開になるなんて。
Yeah, who would have thought it would have turned out like this?
うん、ドラマを見ているようですね。
Again here, it's like a drama. 佐々木さんはどうなっているでしょうかね？
多分待ってるんだと思いますよ。
Yeah, you think she's waiting?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll have to see about this, and I think we'll have our answer next week.
Oh, it's gonna continue.
On and on.
Yatta.
Yatta. All right, first word, please.
季節
Season.
季節季節
Sample sentence, please.
季節が目まぐるしく変わる
To change seasons quickly. A quick change of the season. Natsuko-san, also, speaking of season, give us that first line one more time.
木々の緑、日ごとに色めく季節になってきました。
And the translation was really good too. The season has turned, and day by day, the lush greenery of the trees makes its long awaited return.
Poetic.
Yeah. So these are the types of poetic greetings that you're putting in there when you use these expressions.
Yes.
Even if it's a friend, you can take this, なってきました, and make it?
なってきた。
And even if you're really good friends, it could be like kind of like a joke.To overwrite it. It's really, really fun.
Yes.
And again, okay for emails, postcards, any kind of written communication.
Mm-hmm.
If you try it out, please let us know how it goes.
Oh, yes. I hope it works for you.
Next we have?
確認
Affirmation, confirmation, validation.
確認確認
Sample sentence, please.
注意事項を確認する
To confirm the points of notice.To confirm the points of worry. Next we have?
出張
Business trip.
出張う出張
Sample sentence, please.
彼は出張で東北に出かけた
He went to Tohoku on business. And Natsuko-san, this Tohoku area, where is this?
Northeast.
Northeast. Where would this include?
It doesn't include Hokkaido, but Aomori, Akita, Iwate...Yamagata, Miyagi, and Fukushima. I think those six prefectures.
Yeah, and what's really, really interesting for me is that Akita is actually Western Japan.
Oh, yeah, right.
But yeah, it's included in this Tohoku area.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting.
Oh, right.
But the northern part of Honshu,
mm-hmm.
that is considered northeast. Next we have?
複雑
Complicated. Complexity. Complication.
複雑複雑
Sample sentence, please.
複雑な問題を抱えている
I have a complicated problem. I also like 複雑な気持ち
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a complex feeling.
Yeah, it's like what was written in the postcard here,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
複雑な気持ち
Yeah, kind of it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. Mixed feeling.
Mixed feeling. And finally we have
初めて
For the first time.
初めて初めて
Sample sentence, please.
初めて飛行機に乗りました。
It's my first time on an airplane.
確かめる。
To confirm.
確かめる。確かめる。
Now, this is actually taken from one of the lines we're going to look at right now. Natsuko-san, can you give us that line one more time?
こんなことをした理由は、佐々木さんの複雑な心を確かめるためです。
The purpose of my actions was to be sure of your true feelings, is the translation. But let's take a look at the parts of the sentence. First we have
こんなこと
The thing like this こんなこと Like this thing. Now Natsuko-san, what are we talking about here? What is this こんなこと?
Well, he was lying.
Well, you don't have to put it that blunt. There's so many ways you can phrase that.
Okay, okay,
Come on,
okay.
Let's phrase it a little more romantic.
Okay, okay. He was making up a story about himself.
Yes, exactly. So that's why he did that. Not only that, the whole thing, right? He went to America. The reason why I went to America, mm-hmm. made up these stories, did all this. こんなこと. It includes all the crazy things that he did.
Crazy. Well, maybe.
That's marked by?
Well.
Followed by?
した.
Did.Followed by?
理由
The reason. So notice where reason comes in this sentence.
Yes.
Right before the wa.
Mm-hmm.
So, Natsuko-san, how can I say, the reason I went to meet you?
あなたに会いに行った理由は
Notice how 理由 comes at the end.
Mm-hmm.
In English, the reason I went to meet you. First you say the reason, and then you give the explanation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite in Japanese.
Yes.
I went to meet you, reason.
Yes.
These things did.Reason,
mm-hmm.
opposite. Then after the wa, it's like you're continuing on. So in English, the reason I did this is.
Yes.
In Japanese, after that wa is there, then you explain.
Mm-hmm. Sasaki-san no.
Ms. Sasaki's.
複雑な心
Complicated heart.
を確かめるためです。
that's marked by wo. Then we have to confirm.
確かめる.
And finally, tame, which is
for.
As in for doing something, mm-hmm. for understanding.
In order to.
Thank you, Natsuko-san. Yes, in order to. Confirm in order to. So go from the back. In order to confirm your complicated heart
mm-hmm.
is the reason I did this.
Wow.
Yes. Whew. Well, he's got a pretty complicated heart too if he's going around doing these things.
I think so.
Yeah, they're made for each other.
Yes.
Let's hope they get together someday.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing that may sound a little strange to your ears is the way Japanese people use heart in order to understand your complicated heart. In the West, we have the heart and mind separation.
Oh,
But
yes.
in Japanese, kokoro kind of means both.
Right.
So it's the heart and the mind together.
Mm-hmm. 強い心
Yes, strong mind.
Right, you're right.
So this is one thing you kind of want to watch out for when people are talking about kokoro could either mean heart or the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And well, in the studio right now, I was pointing to the opposite one as I went through that. Okay, anyway, didn't see it, no foul, no harm, no foul.
Peter has his mind in his stomach.
Yeah.
He pointed out.
Oh, well, yes, it is feeding time. So we are almost out of time. What we're going to do is ask you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, inside there is an explanation. Today, what we'd like to cover is...
に対する.
Which is?
Well, regarding or sometimes it can be against.
Yeah, lots of meanings.
Towards.
Again, depending on the context.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is a spoken and written word.
Yes.
So we are running a little short on time today. So again, the write-up about that inside the PDF. Any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, leave us a comment. We will get back to you. Inside Learning Center, so much more to bring it all together. Natsuko-san, what a pleasure.
Mm.
This week, it was just the two of us.
Yes. I hope the listeners enjoyed it.
Yep, and we'll be back tomorrow with an intermediate lesson. And then next week, we should have a full house. People will be pouring back in.
Yes.
All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日。
佐々木さん、木々の緑が日ごとに色めく季節になってきました。お手紙、ありがとうございます。とても嬉しかったです。なぜなら、佐々木さんの私に対する気持ちを確認できました。実は、出張はありませんでした。もちろん婚約者もいません。こんなことをした理由は、佐々木さんの複雑な心を確かめるためです。その答えが出ました。私は3月23日に日本に戻ります。40年前、初めて会った場所で待っています。石原。